The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. On that day, a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, and from his roots a bud shall blossom. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, a spirit of wisdom and of understanding, a spirit of counsel and of strength, a spirit of knowledge and of fear of the Lord, and his delight will be the fear of the Lord. Not by appearance shall he judge, nor by hearsay shall he decide, but he shall judge the poor with justice and decide aright from the lands afflicted. He shall strike the ruthless with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall slay the wicked. Justice shall be the band around his waist, and faithfulness a belt upon his hips. Then the wolf shall be a guest of the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the young lion shall browse together with a little child to guide them. The cow and the bear shall be neighbors, and together their young shall rest. The lion shall eat hay with the ox. The baby shall play by the cobra's den, and a child lay his hand on the adder's lair. There shall be no harm or ruin on all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be filled with knowledge of the Lord, as water covers the sea. On that day, the root of Jesse set up as a signal for the nations. The Gentiles shall seek out, for his dwelling shall be glorious. The word of the Lord. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. O God, with your judgment endow the king, and with your justice the king's son. He shall govern your people with justice and your afflicted ones with judgment. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. Justice shall flower in his days and profound peace till the moon be no more. May he rule from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. He shall rescue the poor when he cries out, and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. May his name be blessed forever. As long as the sun, his name shall remain. In him shall all the tribes of the earth be blessed. All the nations shall proclaim his happiness. Justice shall flourish in his time and fullness of peace forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. And for I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it. And to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. And so as we begin this Advent, we all begins with the Holy Spirit. In the first reading you hear, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, right? And it says the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, of counsel and strength, of spirit of knowledge and fear of the Lord, the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus says, I rejoice in the Holy Spirit. The key to everything is the Holy Spirit. Again, too many Catholics, Christians think that I'm going to do better and I'm going to do hard. I'm going to follow the rules. That's not what it's about. It's about the Holy Spirit having complete charge of your life. It's about surrendering yourself. And then, of course, you're going to follow the rules. And then, of course, you're going to do all the things he wants you to do because it's the Spirit of the living God inside of you doing it. So what we got to do more and more each day is surrender more of our hearts. The Holy Spirit would set us on fire and people would come watch us burn. Nature knows love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand.